Have we found one of the genes responsible for aging? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Akin Attila Gotcheman, assistant professor of chemistry at the University at Buffalo, explores senescence and one gene that stops cells from dividing later in life.
When cells in our bodies are young and healthy, they make copies of themselves through a process called cell division. This is how injuries heal. It's how skin regenerates when we slice a finger. As cells age, however, they stop dividing. This process, called cellular senescence, is one focus of my research. Senescence is interesting for a couple of reasons. First, it seems to play a role in how we age, potentially contributing to diseases such as arthritis, cataracts, and heart disease. Senescence is also linked to cancer, but in a different way. Studies show that many cancer cells bypass this normal process to divide uncontrollably, causing tumors. To learn about senescence, my colleagues and I cataloged all of the genes that kick into high gear when cells stop dividing. Our analysis identified a gene called CD36 as one of the two that ramp up their activity the most. When we did tests on CD36, we found something very surprising. The gene can actually trigger senescence. When we increase CD36 activity in young cells, those cells stop dividing. So did the other cells in the same petri dish. Though CD36 is not the only gene involved in senescence, our results suggest that it may play an important role. There is still a lot that we don't know about this gene. Scientists believe it's involved in helping cells import and use vital molecules called lipids, among others. But the gene's exact role in senescence remains a mystery, a topic of future study perhaps for scientists interested in aging and cancer.
That was Akin Attila Gotcheman at the University at Buffalo. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.